بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا أبدا سرمدا، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وجزيل نعمائه، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين من أزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه الصالحين الغر الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، يا رب اكتبنا منهم. آمين. هنا الإمام البصيري. قصيدة البردة. قصيدة البردة. Anyone read it in Arabic? I would like just to share with you some of those verses in his Burda. The Burda is very, very beautiful qasida. First, linguistically, it's mashallah, it's very simple, yet very, very beautiful. It's very moving. Some ulama, rahmahumullah ta'ala, have had some criticism pertaining to the content of the Burda, some of the content of the Burda. And I even read years ago, part of a booklet, amongst many others, that critiqued the Burda, some of the contents in it. And alhamdulillah, the author, actually a scholar whom I knew before, rahimahullah ta'ala, he passed away years ago, Sheikh Abdul Badia Saqr. And some of the criticism is warranted. Some of it, I think most of it, in my opinion, is rectifiable. Let me put it this way. That is, some of the criticism that some had towards some verses, and I think that criticism, in my opinion, could be removed. In other words, there is a way by which to understand the content that would make the concern that those critiques, rahmahullah ta'ala, had, it would render it, inoperative, let's put it this way. And perhaps, as I'm going to share some of the verses with you, if we have time to get to some of those, I will show you how that criticism could be leveled, especially because it is poetry. And in that poetry, and especially when it is after the fact, and these are centuries after his death and the Burda, rahmahullah, that he's not present to tell us what he really meant, and whether there was an understanding that he intended in some of those verses that certainly would allow for a wider spectrum of interpretation. And thus, since he was a poet who said those words, and a poet usually is in a state that is very sensitive, Sha'ir in the Arabic language. Sha'ir is from shu'ur, from feelings, from sensations, from a person has a poet to be a sha'ir must have shu'ur, must be feeling internally and deep things that others don't feel, and with an intensity that is usually remarkable and much more than the intensity with which some others were not shu'ara in that sense would express. Of course, notwithstanding that some shu'ara, as Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, اتبعهم الغاوون ألم ترى أنهم في كل واد يهيمون وأنهم يقولون ما لا يفعلون. There are poets like that whom Allah describes as, don't you see that they speak that which they don't do, and they are going with every wind and in every valley lost. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also praises some of them. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا الآية. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had some companions who said some poetry, though in his time, subhanAllah, because of the power of the Qur'an and the eloquence of the Qur'an, everybody, most people forgot poetry. And they were just mesmerized by the power of the Qur'an and the beauty of the Qur'an. So with this short introduction about, in all due fairness, that there was some criticism about the content of the Burda, some of which are, in my opinion, most of which actually can be removed, and then you are left with that which every human is characterized with, is if you make one or two or three mistakes, that proves that you are a human. And neither Al-Busayri rahimahullah ta'ala or anyone else is prone from khata, from mistakes. But again, it is only the fool who would, because of a mistake or two or three, give up the wisdom of 70 years. It is only wasteful spendthrift who, when he has a delicious, succulent, beautiful apple, and it has a part of it that is spoiled, would throw the entire apple. That's a fool. And it is not fairness, and it is not of the character of the righteous to reject an entire, let's say, an entire treasure of wisdom, because we found in the treasure box some impurities and some stones that looked like gems, that passed for gems. So I begin at the point where he begins to speak about the nafs, and that's why I like it very, very, very much. It's very, very powerful, and I will not I've not had any time, or unfortunately, to sit and translate that in a language that gives a semblance of a semblance of justice to the profound content of what he communicates, rahimahullah ta'ala, nor of course ever justice to the choice of words and to the rhythm and to the powerful balagha and badi'a that exists in that qasida, rahimahullah ta'ala. And sometimes if you, alhamdulillah, you have that shu'ur and you know the Arabic language very well and you hear it chanted, sometimes it's chanted by people in groups, that's a different discourse and so on. But if you hear it chanted by one person, for example, it's very, very powerful. It's very, very beautiful, subhanAllah. And alhamdulillah, for a person in the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it will generate, what it will animate the best in your qalb. It will animate khushu', it will animate hubb, it will animate subhanallah, humility, it will animate tawbah, it will animate deep reflection within anyone's past, and it will oftentimes for many, as you hear it chanted in that beautiful way, also because of the power of the words and the content, sometimes you respond, your heart responds, and your eyes respond. محفتني النصح لكن لست أسمعه إن المحب عن العذال في صممي. إني اتهمت نصيح الشيب في عذلي والشيب أبعد في نصح عن التهم. فإن أمارتي بالسوء ما اتعظت من جهلها بنذير الشيب والهرم. ولا أعدت من الفعل الجميل قرا ضيف ألم برأسي غير محتشم. لو كنت أدري أني ما أوقره كتمت سرا بدا لي منه بالكتم. This part first, inshallah. About probably almost 20 verses, he says. محفتني النصح لكن لست أسمعه. The meaning of that is, you have done your best, in other words, most sincerely to advise me and to admonish me, but I couldn't hear it. إن المحب عن العذال في صممي. The one in love is deaf to the words of the critics. إني اتهمت نصيح الشيب في عذلي. إني اتهمت نصيح الشيب في عذلي. سبحان الله. Now what he's describing to us a warner that came to him with advice and admonition. And he says the admonition of this warner, في عذلي اتهمته. In other words, I did not trust his judgment. I did not trust his testimony. And who is that warner? Shayb, my white hair. That's my... And it was a nasih. Came to me with a nasiha. A person called Shayb. My Shayb came to me with a nasiha about where I have gone now, where I am. But I ittaham to. I didn't trust his testimony. I didn't trust that he's reliable. إِنِّي اتَّهَمْتُ نَصِيحَ الشَّيْبِ فِي عَذَلِي وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُصْحٍ عَنِ التُّهَمِ. In this just 3 or 4 words, he expresses most beautifully and simply that he says, yet the shayb, if there is anything or anyone that is far from being subject to unreliability in testimony and in admonition, it is the shayb. Shayb can never lie. Shayb's testimony is always true. And I should have never done that. إِنِّي اتَّهَمْتُ نَصِيحَ الشَّيْبِ فِي عَذَلِي وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُصْحٍ عَنِ التُّهَمِي. Then 4, سَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَظَتْ مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِي. سَإِنَّ verily أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوءِ, my amara bisu. What is he talking about? My nafs. My amara bisu. My nafs, that is. Matta'avat. Min jahliha. Because of its ignorance. And in the Arabic language, nafs is the feminine gender. Not female, but feminine gender. نَتَّعَظَتْ مِنْ جَهْلِهَا. Because of her, of its ignorance, did not pay heed. إِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَظَتْ مِنْ جَهْلِهَا. Because of its ignorance, of her ignorance, did not pay heed لِنَصِيحِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِي. SubhanAllah. Did not pay heed to the admonition and the testimony of my shayb and of my haram. My haram is my elder age. Now he's probably talking and he's behind more than his 40s or maybe 50s. After 40s you begin to, the early ones, they begin to focus on akhirah fully, some of them. So he saw himself, rahimahullah ta'ala, that because of, he says, فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَظَتْ مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ بِنَصِيحِ. No, that was نَذِيرِ, I'm sorry. بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِ. Did not pay heed because of its ignorance to the admonition and the warning, نَذِير, and the warning of my shayb and of my haram and my age. ولا أعدت من الفعل الجميل قراء ضيف ألم برأسي غير محتشمي. This is, I'm going to give the meaning of it, not in any way attempting to translate the rhythm or the words word by word, but that my nafs, this Ammara, وَلَا أَعَدَّتْ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَاءً. The choice of word of La ilaha illallah. Nor did this nafs of mine, this Ammara bisu, prepare what should be prepared for the guest. Who is this guest? And he describes this guest, أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي. أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي. Like almost took over my head. أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي غَيْرَ مُحْتَشِمِي. Feeling no bashfulness. Showing no shyness. And that is the white hair. غير محتشمي, when there is no حشمة, you expose yourself. There is no حياء, you expose yourself. So this ضيف, but he calls it ضيف, who came, and this ضيف, ألم برأسي, ألم برأسي, غير محتشمي, without حشمة, without bashfulness, this ضيف. And this Ammara Bisu didn't even care to prepare the qira. The qira is in the Arabic language that which we prepare for a guest, to honor the guest and to feed the guest. And he said, min al-fi'li al-jamili. What is the qira? Al-fi'l al-jamil. Beautiful af'al. Beautiful deeds. This nafs of mine, because of her ignorance again, has missed to honor this guest who has come and overwhelmed my head without shyness. She missed also to present to this guest al-fi'l al-jamil. And the meaning is obvious, isn't it? That this is a warner of countdown, most obvious. And what do we need to honor this guest with? That is showing me the countdown. In other words, my akhirah, my death is approaching. What is best to prepare for death then? Al-fi'l al-jamil. So this warner, this guest, at least came to check on me. I should have shown by that time that he came that there was enough, inshaAllah, fi'lun jameel, by which I am coming. وَلَا أَعَدَّتْ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَى ضَيْفٍ أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي غَيْرَ مُحْتَشِمِي. And the next verse says the following meaning: If I had known that I wouldn't reveal this guest, I would have hidden a secret that he divulged to me. By something that would hide it. But what he says actually, he says, I would have hidden a secret divulged to me by him with ketam. And the ketam is that which you use to change the color of your hair, a dye. Do you see what he means? Had I known that I would not honor this guest, the white hair, honoring it by al-fi'l al-jamil. And it reminds me, it keeps on reminding me. And as I look into the mirror, it divulges to me the secret. The countdown. The secret death. The secret where we all have to go. Had I known that I would not honor this guest, I would have concealed this secret. I would have concealed it by al-katam. I would have dyed it from the beginning so that I can't see anymore what it came to tell me. Subhanallah. لو كنت أدري أني ما أوقره كتمت سرا بدا لي منه بالكتم. And here's an example. كتمت بالكتم. Powerful example of Nadia in the Arabic language, in Jinas. Subhanallah. And then he says, Rahmahullah Ta'ala, من لي برد جماح من غوايتها كما يرد جماح الخيل باللجم. فلا ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها إن الطعام يقوي شهوة النهم. والنفس كالطفل إن تهمله شب على حب الرضاع، وإن تفطمه ينفطم. فاصرف هواها واحذر أن توليه، إن الهوى إذا ما تولى يصمي أو يصمي. من لي ساز رحمه الله تعالى، من لي برد جماح من غوايتها كما يرد جماح الخيل باللجم. يا الله، this is the scenario. You have a horse, a wild horse. A wild horse. How is the finally a wild horse tamed? By finally getting someone to get on top of that horse and to put lijam. The harness. The harness and the reins in the mouth of the horse. Because as you pull, what it does, it's there is something inside, like a metal that goes up, and there's some pressure on top of that. Then it is controlled. That is a lijam. And al-khayl, al-jimah, al-khayl al-jimah, al-khayl al-jamuh, is khayl, the horse that is, in plural, is khayl, is that is wild, and running, and rebellious. So he says, who can help me? Who can help me to return this wild from its rebelliousness, from its wildness? Like one would return and hold back a wild horse in its flight. Man li biraddi, man li, who would be for me and help me? Biraddi, to return, jimahin, that which is wild and fleeing and running and rebellious, min ghawayatiha, from its rebelliousness, that is my nafs. Who could help me control and tame this rebelliousness like one would be able to tame and to hold a wild horse? Subhanallah. So beautiful and so true. So moving when one looks inside. And then he says, فَلَا تَرْمُ بِالْمَعَاصِي فَلَا تَرْمُ بِالْمَعَاصِي كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا. If you think that by giving the nafs what it wants through ma'asi, that you will break and you will control its shahwa, its appetite, you're wrong. فَإِنَّ الطَّعَامَ يُقَوِّي شَهْوَةَ النَّهِمِ. It's like he says, in a sense, but the way he puts it, فَإِنَّ الطَّعَامَ يُقَوِّي شَهْوَةَ النَّهِمِ. In other words, if you're doing that, you're like someone who has this powerful urge of eating, a glutton, nahim, and you want to cure him or her by giving them more food. For the nahim, the more food you give them, the more their appetite increases, and the more they get used to it. فَلَا تَرْمُ. Do not think you could, and do not approach this, do not take this approach. فَلَا تَرْمُ. تَرْمُ, that is to desire and to will. فَلَا تَرْمُ بِالْمَعَاصِي, by the ma'asi, كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا, the breaking of its shahwa, of its appetite. فَإِنَّ الطَّعَامَ يُقَوِّي شَهْوَةَ النَّهِمِ. For food will only magnify and strengthen the appetite of the glutton. Then he says, رَحْمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَصْرِفْ هَوَاهَا فَصْرِفْ هَوَاهَا وَاحْذَرْ أَن تُوَلِّيَهُ. سبحان الله. فَحْذَرْ فَصْرِفْ هَوَاهَا. الْهَوَى of the nafs. We've spoken about hawa. فَصْرِفْ هَوَاهَا. In other words, steer its hawa away from you. فَصْرِفْ هَوَاهَا وَاحْذَرْ أَن تُوَلِّيَهُ. And be warned that you will give it wilaya in your life. That you will appoint it, in other words, as a wali in your life, as an authority in your life. Don't give it leadership, don't give it governance. وَاحْذَرْ أَن تُوَلِّيَهُ إِنَّ الْهَوَى إِذَا مَا تَوَلَّى يُصْمِي أَوْ يَصِمِي. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did Allah, astaghfirullah, I would say, how did he come with, you just have to see the words he chose, the power of this meaning, and the simplicity, yusmi aw yasmi. Yusmi aw yasmi, it sounds the same thing. Look at the beauty of things. Yusmi aw yasmi are two different words. Their origin is wasama, and awsama, from my recollection. And each one is different of meaning, but when he puts it in this context, it's, and the meaning is carried with all of that. إِنَّ الْهَوَى إِذَا مَا تَوَلَّى يُصْمِي أَوْ يَصْمِي. For very hawa, if it ever takes governance, يُصْمِي أَوْ يَصْمِي. Yusmi is when you wrestle someone and slam them down on the ground and you break them. Or yasimi, to kill. It will either burn you, slam you down, or kill you. That's the end and ultimate result. If you give governance in your life, your nafs through hawa. Subhanallah. Fasrif hawa. Steer away hawa. Fasrif hawa, the hawa of it, of hers, of the nafs. Wahdhar an tuwalliyahu. Beware from giving it governance. Inna al hawa idha ma tawalla yusmi. أو يصمي. سبحان الله. وراعها وهي في الأعمال سامية. وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي. Did I mention this? Okay, then I should continue. وراعها وهي في الأعمال سائمة. وراعها وهي في الأعمال سائمة. وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي. كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة من حيث لا يدري أن السم في الدسم. واخشى الدسائس من جوع ومن شبع فرب مخمصة شر من التخم. واستفرغ العين واستفرغ العين من الدمع بعد ما امتلأت من المحارم والزم حمية الندم وخالف النفس والشيطان وعصيما وإنهما محضاك النصح فاتهمي. وإنهما محضاك النصح فاتهمي ولا تطع منهما خصما ولا حكما فأنت تعرف كيد الخصم والحكم. إساز رحمه الله تعالى ورائها وهي في الأعمال سائمة. عجيب. The scene is like this. When you have sheep and you let them free graze in the field. And in the field from which the sheep graze has grass and so on. So imagine the nafs, he says, وَرَاعِهَا. Be her shepherd. Its shepherd. وَرَاعِهَا. Be her shepherd while it is grazing in what is the field in which it grazes? Al-A'mal. Deeds. وَرَاعِهَا. وَهِيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمَةٌ. سَائِمَة is the sheep that grazes and that eats in the open. الغنم السائمة, that is the sheep that grazes in the open, versus الغنم المعلوفة, versus the sheep which you keep at home and you domesticate and you feed them what you want. That's معلوفة. Give them علف. Versus السائمة, that which grazes freely in the open. He says راعها, that نفس. وراعها وهي في الأعمال سائمة. Be its shepherd while it is grazing in the field of أعمال. What it does, what عمل, it likes, it doesn't like, and so on. راعها. وإن هي استحلتي, and this is the key of مخالفة النفس. وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي. But if you see that the nafs now delights in the field, استحلت, finds halawa, sweetness in that field, فلا تسمي. Watch, keep her away from the field. Keep her away from the field. إذا استحلت النفس, النفس إذا استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي. And then he says, in a sense, because كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة. How often has she has it made, has adorned, has beautified a لذة, a delight, a pleasure, mortal to some being. How often has it deluded into delight a pleasure that is a person into a pleasure that is mortal. كم لذة كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة من حيث لا يدري أن السم في الدسم. In such ways that individual was unaware that inside the desam, the meal, there was poison. That's why he says, وَإِنْ يَسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى فَلَا تُسِمِي. Because to the point of delight, be careful. For oftentimes, and so many times, it has lured many into delights that were mortal, that were a killer. subhanallah, mukhalafatun nafs, hududun nafs. If you have the choice between two, the one that the nafs likes, stay away from it. In this path of finding a lijam from the nafs. Man li biraddi lijamin, man li biraddi من لي برد جماح من غوايتها كما يرد جماح الخيل باللجم. As that is a search, then be careful. وخشى الدسائس من جوع ومن شبع. Still continuing about telling us not to trust neither the state of zuhd nor the state of prosperity. Neither the state of being hungry, you think, well, being hungry is good, or and you trust that and you go along and you trust the state in which you are, or prosperity and you trust the state in which you are. For he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَخْشَ الدَّسَائِسَ مِنْ دَسَّ يَدُسُّ وَخْشَ الدَّسَائِسَ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَمِنْ شِبَعٍ. And fear. Be fearful. Have awe. Be fearful. Akhsha. Ad-dasa'is. That is that, in other words, which is a trap. Be fearful of the many traps, sometimes of hunger, sometimes of, yes, of hunger and of satiation. Be careful of both. وَخْشَ الدَّسَائِسِ, for any one of them could be a trap. Not only that satiation could be a trap, but even jua could be a trap. فَرُبَّ مَخْمَصَةٍ شَرٌ مِنَ التُّخَمِ. فَرُبَّ مَخْمَصَةٍ. What is مَخْمَصَة? مَخْمَصَة is severe hunger. مَخْمَصَة. Severe need, dire need. شَرٌ مِنَ التُّخَمِ. تُخَمِ, التُّخْمَ, is what? Fullness, when one overeats. So he says, فَرُبَّ. Eventually, sometimes, hunger could lead to more evil than تُخْمَ, than fullness. Anyone could be a trap. Subhanallah. وَخْشَ الدَّسَائِسَ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَمِنْ شِبَعٍ فَرُبَّ مَخْمَصَةٍ شَرٌ مِنَ التُّخَمِ. وَاسْتَفْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ مِنْ عَيْنٍ قَدْ امْتَلَأَتْ من المحارم والزم حمية الندم. واستفرغ العين واستفرغ الدمع واستفرغ الدمع من عين قد امتلأت من المحارم والزم حمية الندم. واستفرغ الدمع. Pour out all the tears. From an eye, istafrigh, empty an eye from tears. That eye which had been filled with maharim, with haram. To clear that haram is by tears and tears and tears and tears and tears. But they are not just superficial tears. وَلْزَمْ حِمْيَةً نَدَمِي. SubhanAllah. وَلْزَمْ حِمْيَةً نَدَمِي. And hold on fast to the preventive and protective shield of nadam, of remorse. Of remorse. That in the qalb, and the tears from the eye. To wash off the eye from the maharim with which it was filled. وخالف النفس والشيطان وعصهما وإنهما محضاك النصح فاتهمي. Remember how we began? How we began that part of اتهام? That was wrong اتهام. This is the correct اتهام. For he says, رحمه الله تعالى, وخالف النفس والشيطان. Oppose the nafs and oppose shaitan and disobey them. وَعْصِهِمَا وَإِنْهُمَا مَحَظَاكَ النُّصْحَنِ. If they both bring you advice and bring you sincere advice, وَإِنْهُمَا مَحَظَاكَ النُّصْحَنِ فَاتَّهِمِي. Mistrust them. Do not trust them. Do not accept them as reliable witnesses. And as reliable, don't accept their testimony as reliable. فَاتَّهِمِي. وَإِنْهُمَا مَحَظَاكَ النُّصْحَ. If they sincerely shared with you and confided in you with advice and with admonition, do not obey them, do not believe them, do not trust them. They are not trustworthy witnesses. Subhanallah. وَلَا تُطَعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا. In other words, he's saying that sometimes, it's not what he says, but it is the meaning. Sometimes the nafs and shaitan, one of them comes to you as the judge, and one comes as the litigant, complaining about the other. Nafs from shaitan, and shaitan from nafs. They come as a khasm sometimes, as a litigant, and they come as a, sometimes as a judge. فَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا. Do not obey any of them when any of them come in the person of a judge or in the person of a litigant. فَأَنْتَ تَعْرِفُ كَيْدَ الْخَصْمِ وَالْحَكَمِ. You know the conspiracies of such litigant and of such judge. فَأَنْتَ تَعْرِفُ كَيْدَ الْخَصْمِ وَالْحَكَمِ. Subhanallah. And then he says, رَحْمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ مِنْ قَوْلٍ بِلَا عَمَلٍ. لَقَدْ نَسَبْتُ بِهِ نَسْلًا لِذِي عُقُمِي. أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به, وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. ولا تزودت بعد الموت نافلة, ولم أصل سوى فرض ولم أصم. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل. أستغفر الله from words without deeds. لقد نسفت به نسلا لذي عقمي. I have claimed heritage to an ancestor or does not reproduce. In other words, qawl without amal bears no fruits. Bears no fruits. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah min qawl bila amal. لقد نسفت به نسلا لذي عقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به. I commanded you to do khair, yet I have not abided by that command. And I have not been in istiqama. So what is worth me telling you istaqim? وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. I have not been in istiqama. So what is the worth of me telling you be in istiqama? Subhanallah. ولا تزودت بعد الموت نافلة. Nor have I taken as provision for after death نافلة. You all know what نافلة is. ولم أصلي سوى فرض ولم أصمي. I have only performed the فرض, and I have not fasted except the fard. I have not la ولا تزودت بعد الموت نافلة. I have not taken with me to into my journey for after death any نافلة. I sufficed myself with some فروض of صلاح and صوم. And he says, man, there was no, had no zad for akhira of nafila. And by doing that, then he says, ظَلَمْتُ, and he begins. This is what everybody, the Burda mostly is known for, and this is what it begins with. This is the essence of this Burda, is this message. The beginning of it was something else about Buka ala al-atlal, but it could be understood in a way that is very positive, very spiritual, if it is heard by the right type of people. That first part, which I did not share with you, those about 20 first verses or so. This is the essence. Then he begins by that which the Burda is most known for, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's madih. But look how he puts it. See the flow. ولا تزودت بعد الموت نافلة ولم أصلي سوى فرض ولم أصم ظلمت سنة من أحيا الظلام إلى ظلمت سنة من أحيا الظلام إلى أن اشتكت قدماه الضر من ورمي. سبحان الله. وشد من ثغب أحشاءه وطوى تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم وراودته الجبال الشم من ذهب عن نفسه فأراها أيما شممي وأكدت زهده فيها ضرورته إن الضرورة لا تعدو على العصم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين خير الفريقين من عجم ومن عربي. This part. سبحان الله. نبينا الآمر الناهي. سبحان الله. فلا أحد أبر منه في قولي، فلا أحد أبر في قول في فلا أحد أبر في فلا أحد أبر في قول لا منه ولا نعمي. سبحان الله، نبينا الآمر الناهي، فلا أحد أبر في قول لا منه ولا نعمي. ظلمت سنة من أحيا الظلام إلى أن اشتكت قدماه الضر من ورمي. That last verse, then he says this, I have been unjust to the sunnah. I have been unjust to the sunnah of the one who resuscitated. This is literally what it says, but you know what it means. I have committed injustice, I have done injustice to the sunnah of the one who resuscitated darkness. Until his heels complained of pain from waram, from soreness. I have done injustice to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his life was filled with nawafil. ظَلَمْتُ, that's how the two verses connect. ظَلَمْتُ سُنَّةَ مَنْ أَحْيَى الظَّلَامَ. أَحْيَى الظَّلَامَ, literally the one who resuscitated ظَلَام, darkness. Do you see the two meanings that it carries? The meaning of tahajjud and the meaning of resuscitated darkness. Darkness of the qulub. He gave nur into the qulub of man by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's leave. مَنْ أَحْيَى الظَّلَامَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ اشْتَكَتْ قَدَمَاهُ الضُّرَّ مِنْ غَرَمِي. إِلَىٰ أَنْ اشْتَكَتْ قَدَمَاهُ الضُّرَّ مِنْ غَرَمِي. And interesting, he didn't say إِلَىٰ أَنْ اشْتَكَى, that he complained, but he says his heels complained from darar, because of waram, soreness, standing in long periods of salah and ibadah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, rahimahullah, that is such beautiful, ظَلَمْتُ سُنَّةَ. ظَلَمْتُ, I've been a ظَالِم to the sunnah of the one who gave life to darkness. Literally. And figuratively it means the person who stood up in Qiyam at night. Subhanallah. وَشَدَّ مِنْ سَغَبٍ. Meaning is very simple and beautiful. The words are so rich and eloquent and the flow, subhanallah. وَشَدَّ مِنْ سَغَبٍ أَحْشَاءَهُ وطوى تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم. Now imagine the story that we all know in his seerah. Out of hunger, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of his companions, what did they do during those 3 years of his shi'bi Bani Talib, Fishab Abi Talib, no? Because of the pain of hunger, like was, your ahsha inside, the intestines were pulling, and the skin was. And you have to know, experience that if you have ever, I don't think anyone here perhaps has experienced it. But, and perhaps one or two or three, Allah Ta'ala alam. And it's an experience. شد من سغب. شد, to hold tight. سغب is another beautiful, eloquent word for hunger. أشد من ثغب أحشاءه. أحشاء is all this part and what's in it. الأحشاء يعني وحشات inside. وطوى تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم. مترف الأدم this. So he's describing the skin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the softness of his skin. مترف الأدم. That مترف الأدم, that beautiful skin and soft and noble and gentle, that stones were put on it. And it was stones were tied out of hunger. Subhanallah. I have done injustice to this also. The one who من شد من ثغب أحشاءه وطوى كشحا مترف الأدم صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وراودته. Look at the next subhanAllah, the next beautiful thought, because now all that hunger, that's what he did. And then the subhanAllah, the author allows your freedom of freedom to feel and to try to navigate with these words. Sometimes you have to yourself put the connection mark. He leaves a void inside of you. The first time I read it with consciousness, that was very powerful, and it is still. He feels in you a little void. I think some would say, well, it's not good work, because he lets you guess. This is a spiritual qasida. This is the way I look at it. He gives that void in you, that wahsha, that longing. In the qalb is present, it connects immediately. 3 seconds later, it connects it. And you keep on going that way. So he says in the next one, because each verse, sometimes you think, where is the connection? If that awaiting, if that is too long, and one is not aware of it, is not focused, one will not see that, one will not see the flow. So he says here, after that verse, he says, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الْجِبَالُ الشُّمُّ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فَأَرَاهَا أَيَّمَا شَمَمِي. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ, remember the word رَاوَدَتْهُ, which ayah does it remind you? Yusuf. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه. Remember, you know what that means. What rawada means? To seduce. To attempt to seduce. So he says here, وراودته الجبال الشم من ذهب عن نفسه. What attempted to seduce him? The lofty mountains of gold. عن نفسي, to seduce him for his nafs. فأراها أيما شممي. Then he showed them, the mountains, أيما شممي, what is really loftiness. Allahu Akbar. The tall, lofty mountains attempted to seduce him by gold. The tall, golden mountains, the lofty, tall mountains of gold attempted to seduce him for his nafs. He showed them what is loftiness. فَأَرَاهَا أَيَّمَا شَمَمِي. Ah. فَأَرَاهَا أَيَّمَا شَمَمِي. And now you see the connection between the previous one. The one who put hajar, stone, out of hunger. And then the next verse comes. that was not a hunger of ittirar. It was not the hunger of a hungry one who, for the person of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who in a sense didn't have a choice. At the same time, this was available. But through the nafs, and nafsihi, through the nafs, never. Never. He was a qalb sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a qalb sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Wa akkadat zuhdahu fiha daruratuhu. إِنَّ الضَّرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُو عَلَى الْعِصَمِ إِنَّ الضَّرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُو عَلَى الْعِصَمِ. I think for those who attempt to translate this, if they don't know أصول الفقه, they will not be able to translate it properly. They will be translating it linguistically. And the meaning, and I have seen that. إِنَّ الضَّرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُو عَلَى الْعِصَمِ. This is actually an usuli text in poetry, however, poetry of qalb, subhanAllah. Because he's reminding us, that's the second part of the verse before I mentioned the first one, that is when one is in darura, la ta'adu, al-daruratu ala al-isma. That is, the person is still innocent if he or she is compelled under darura to take on that which is available. إِنَّ الضَّرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُو عَلَى الْعِصَمِ. Darura does not transgress against original innocence, if you will. The first shatr of that, he says, وَأَكَّدَتْ زُهْدَهُ فِيهَا ضَرُورَتُهُ. What? His darura, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his necessity only intensified and accentuated and proved his zuhd. In darura, he was still zahid. Though, in the darura, la ta'adu ala al-isami. Though the darura does not at all blemish innocence. His darura showed his zuhd. Proved more even his zuhd, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَكَّدَتْ زُهْدَهُ, that is his zuhd in dunya, in al-jibalu shum min zahab, his darura. Though the darura, إِنَّ الضَّرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُو عَلَى الْعِصَمِ, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm going to say one more verse, inshallah, and we quit. And this verse that I'm going to mention is a critiqued verse, and I shall share with you how that critique, in my opinion, Allah Ta'ala alam, could be rectified. وكيف تدعو إلى الدنيا ضرورة من لولاه لم تخرج الدنيا من العدم. وكيف تدعو إلى الدنيا ضرورة من لولاه لم تخرج الدنيا من العدم. وكيف تدعو إلى الدنيا ضرورة من لولاه لم تخرج الدنيا من العدم. This is a verse contented. It says, and I'm going to translate as literally as I can here. How could the darura? How could the darura of someone call him to dunya when, had it not been for him, dunya would not have come out of nothingness? Obviously, the criticism is clear. Correct? Isn't it? The criticism is clear when it comes to these words and the apparent meaning. Correct? Right. So that's the criticism. How could he, rahimahullah ta'ala, say that were it not for, in other words, this implies that were it not for Muhammad, there would be no dunya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There would be no world. Correct criticism. But alhamdulillah, I think, again, we have to find, is there another way that he intended? And the answer, in my view, yes. لَوْلَاهُ لَمْ تَخْرُجِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْعَدَمِ. Were it not for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as nur, the dunya was in Adam. And what type of Adam? Spiritual Adam. It was in shirk. And shirk is death, isn't it? Shirk is death, isn't it? Qulub, when they are not responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are in Adam. لَوْلَاهُ لَمْ تَخْرُجِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْعَدَمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nur in the Quran. In Surah Al-Ahzab. Siraj, nur, and so on. And what does nur do? One of the characteristics of light is to give life. So in this way, alhamdulillah, that's how one reads it. And that's why, of course, some things are to be read by the proper types of people. Otherwise, they may lead to problems. Farahimahullah ta'ala, I believe, for example, this verse and other verses can be rectified by finding the inner meaning that he, inshallah, would say most likely intended. If I discovered that, if my qalb was led almost naturally to that, then he, rahimahullah ta'ala, with this eloquence, with this depth, with this power, this transparency, must have, I would almost ascertain, must have meant that. He could not have missed that. He could not have missed that. He could not have intended what we would literally read in it. He could not, because that's obvious kufr and shirk. He could not have meant that. Because he was not just a regular poet or a regular Muslim, even. Rahimahullah ta'ala. And I think we can see that indeed. And many other verses, most of them in my view, Allah ta'ala alam, can be cleared from some of the criticism that was leveled at al-Imam al-Busayri about this qasida of Burda rahimahullah ta'ala. And also we must point out to the proper meanings and to the real meaning intended, otherwise it is a violation of the norms of shara, my dear brothers and sisters. كيف تدعو إلى الدنيا ضرورة من لولاه لم تخرج الدنيا من العدم. بأبيه وأمي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم نور قلوبنا، اللهم طهر قلوبنا، اللهم اجعلنا من التابعين المتبعين المحبين لنبيك نبي الرحمة يا رب. اللهم أوصلنا إليك باتباعه يا رب. اللهم أوصل قلوبنا إليك باتباعه. اللهم اجعلنا نجعل أيدي قلوبنا في أيدي سنته صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، ثم يقودنا إليك يا رب. May we put our hands of our hearts in the hands of his sunnah, and may he then lead us and take us, walking behind him صلى الله عليه وسلم with our قلوب, and bring us to you, because I can't go there by myself. I come there, I want to go there behind Rasulullah, and I am safe, and I am safe, and I am safe then. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters.